Hello everybody, today we're going to begin with part 1 of our e-commerce website building lesson series. If you don't happen to know what an e-commerce website is, you can give it a wiki right now, and that'll save me 5 minutes of trying to tell everybody what e-commerce website is. Alright, before we get started in part 1 here, we have to let you know that we're going to be using PHP, which is a dynamic scripting language that we're going to use to build our shopping cart, and we're also going to use to interact with our MySQL database. So we're using PHP for our dynamic scripting language, which is a necessary thing for a system like this. And we're using MySQL database, which is also a necessary thing for a system like this. Both are free and open source, and they work on pretty much any website host server online. And PHP and MySQL are pretty simple, and the way we'll explain it to you, it'll be pretty painless, even if you don't know it or haven't worked with those technologies before. Alright, so it also help if you have HTML and CSS skills, just a little bit, to be able to understand what we're doing when we're laying out things on a web page. And I'm going to be working in Dreamweaver CS4. You might be in Dreamweaver CS5. Same thing pretty much. So there won't be very much difference. Even if you're working in Dreamweaver 8 from way back when, pretty much same thing. Or if you're working in Notepad++ or something like that, we're going to release all this source code so you won't have any issues with what we were typing out. Maybe you didn't see some period or dot or semicolon that was in just the right spot and you missed it and your script's not working right. Don't worry, because I'm going to release all this source code free. So I'm working in Dreamweaver CS4 to assemble all the source code for this system. Alright, let's start banging out some pages now. Let's create a new, actually before we start making any pages, let's just go to our desktop or any location on your computer where you want to set up your store, and let's put a new folder. I'm going to call it My Online Store, so that'll be the main root folder for my website. Let's go to Dreamweaver and let's create a new PHP file. Now let's go to File, Save As. Find that folder you just made where it's empty inside. We're going to put in index as a title for this PHP document. If you're creating in Dreamweaver, it'll automatically have the PHP extension when you save it. So you see we have index.php. That's the home page of your website. There's the code view, there's design view. Now, we're not going to set up the home page just yet. We're going to lay out every page and script that the whole system is going to need to run at a basic level, and then we'll go adding things to the pages that we need. Alright, now we have our home page. Now let's File, Save As, Category.php, Save. Now let's save Category.php as Product List. So Category is the page, Product underscore List. .php. Let's say you have shirts, jeans, socks, and shoes all under the category of clothing. That means when the person clicks clothing, they're going to go to the category.php page and they'll see shirts, shoes, and whatever that you have. Anything that's in that category, you can put an icon for or whatever that they can click on and see those items. Product list page is where all the actual pants or all the shirts or all the socks and all the various different shoes will be on a product list page. Then File, Save As, Product. Now this page is going to be the one that displays individual products and will have the Buy Now button on it or Add to Cart button, and it'll have all the details of the product. Okay, so for the main directory of our website, we just need one more file. So File, Save As, we're going to save product.php as cart.php. And this is the page that when they're viewing a product and all its details and they have the Add to Cart button on that page, when they click Add to Cart, then they are ushered to the cart, which will show them all the items that they want to buy from our website within that shopping or that visit. Alright, now that we have all the files for our root directory of the base system of the store, Let's go to that folder on our desktop, My Online Store, and these are the files that we've saved into it so far. Really, we haven't put anything into those files just yet. We're just setting up the structure of the website, all the pages and scripts it's going to need. So, inside of this folder, let's create new folder, and let's call it Store Scripts. This will be where most of the dynamics happen within the whole system. Now, within Dreamweaver, we're going to create 3 more files, and that'll be it to run the whole system. Let's take cart.php file, save as, go into the store scripts folder that we just created, and let's rename this render cart. And this will be a file that we need in order to render the shopping cart to the customer. Save. Update links? No. So let's take render cart now, file, save as, connect to MySQL. And this will be the central file that we use to connect to our store database. The database connection for the customers table, the transactions table, and your products table. Save as. Alrighty. Okay, file, save as. Last one. This one we're going to call PayPal IPN because in our system we're going to use PayPal as a gateway. So just name that PayPal IPN, all one word, all lowercase. And we're using PayPal as our payment gateway because it's the most widely used in the world, the most trusted, and I think it's the most secure. Even though they have had some problems in the past, that's what happens when you're the big dog online. You get a lot of focus put on you and a lot of pressure put on you. PayPal is definitely the king of online transactions, that's for sure. Nobody can argue that. So PayPal IPN script is going to be the one that when people check out, we're going to be able to talk to PayPal behind the scenes and we'll be able to see what they bought, when they bought it, what their name is and their email address and certain things like that. And on the site you have to let people know that you are going to be collecting that sort of data from them in your terms of use. And you might also have to get yourself an SSL certificate. And we're going to discuss more about that when we talk about choosing our online payment gateway. Because there's other choices out there besides PayPal. There's a lot more choices besides PayPal. But we'll talk more about that in part 4. Choose a payment processor. Alright, here I am in Fireworks and I just threw out some custom text. Put a little drop shadow on it and gradient on the text. The file export wizard. I'm in Fireworks CS4. I'm going to save it as an optimized JPEG. I'm going to use this as my logo. It's going to sit up in the header. Export. Find your website. And at this point, we don't have a style folder yet. So let's create that. Style. And inside the style folder that we just created, we're going to put this file in there, call it logo. It'll be logo.jpg. Save as. Alright. Alright, let's go into code view of the index.php homepage. Change this to say, yeah, let's make it say store homepage. You'll see in the head section here of the file, there's no styling yet set up. So you can go to the design view, hit page properties down here in Dreamweaver, and you can apply some CSS just to get it going for yourself real easy. So if you want to change the default page font to say a standard Arial, let's press apply, and you'll see that in your code view now, let's press OK. Actually, let's apply the link CSS here too. The link color I want to be always bright blue like that. And rollover, I want them to become black. There we go. Okay. Press apply. Okay. Now go into the code view and you can see within the head section of that file, there is now a style tag with some CSS inside of it. Now we're going to take this CSS and we're going to make our little CSS style, external CSS style sheet with it. Press Control X. So all you're left with is the style tag and those arrows there. Go to File, New, CSS, right there. You can get rid of that if you want. And then paste in, Control V, paste in your styling that you put within the index.php file. Make sure we save this file, save this style sheet in the style folder, and let's name it style. So it'll be style.css, save. Now in the index.php file, we can remove this style tag altogether. And right here in line 6, we'll add the link to the external style.css sheet. That way, in each file that we have, the category page, product list, product page, the cart, any page on our site, we can feed it that same style sheet. That way, all of our links will be uniform throughout all pages. All of the styling will be uniform throughout all pages. Okay, here's the link to your style sheet. Okay, so in the home page here, right there in the body tag, I'm going to slap a div. So here's my div, and it says content for new div tag goes here inside of it. So what I'm going to name this is div ID main wrapper. And I'm going to align center it. That way, anything that I put within this div tag now will be centered on my page. Okay, so let's pop in three more divs. One for the header, one for the page body section, or the main content section, and then one for the page footer. And don't worry, we'll be using some tables soon enough. This new one, let's give an ID. And this is all for the CSS style sheet, if you're wondering. Let's give this an ID of page header. So there's one div that's set up for the page header, ready to go. And what you can do is in your style sheet, now that this has an ID of page header, within your style sheet, you can put a definition for that ID. And that will style the header on all of your pages that you have this div ID set on. There's one for the main content of the page, and there's one for the page footer. So let's name these appropriately. Page footer, page content. There. Now you got a div set up for your page header, page content, and page footer. Now you can style each one of those independently within your style sheet, and I'll be showing you how to do that, don't worry. Now let's just go into our let's grab that name right there, that ID. Let's go into our style sheet. Just put a pound sign, and then that ID name, open curly brace, or curly bracket, close curly bracket, and there you have a nice little spot where you can put in any CSS. If you're in Dreamweaver and you go up to the curly brace and you press enter, it shows you all of the options, all the styling in CSS that you can add to it. Now let's just make one for the page content and page footer as well. And I'll show you how this works in just a second and why we're doing it. Okay, now let's demonstrate why we're doing this and how it works. If I wanted all of my text in my header to be a color of red, and then in the content I wanted a color of green, and then in my footer section of my website I wanted all of the text to be color of, let's say, that purple or magenta. I save, press Control S on the style sheet, and back in my index file I just put some test text, save that, go to design view, you see it's red in that div, green in that div, magenta in this div. Now that's a pretty weak example of why we're doing that. But just think of it this way. Say I wanted all of these pages had the header and the footer and everything, and I wanted to change the color of my footer text to a light gray or something like that. I won't have to go into all of these different pages and change it. I just go into my style sheet, page footer, color gray, and there it is. You go back to your index file, it would be gray on all of the different pages. So that's why we're just setting it up smart from the beginning. That way we have a more modular design and a modular layout. But what I do want for each one of those containers is, so if you go back to the index page, you can see there, now it's a single line between each section. In the header div, we want to get our logo. So here, I'm going to put a table here. I'm going to make it have one row, two columns. Okay. Now you can see I have a table there. I can manipulate it a little bit. And right here, I'm going to go into the style folder, and there's your logo. Alternate text, just say logo. Okay. And you can put a link on that to your homepage, index.php, or you can just put the whole HTTP to your website. For that, I'm just going to put index.php. Make sure it's border 0 so that blue line doesn't show up around it. Anyways, in the header, you have room here. You can even give this table some padding, maybe 12. And now in the header, you have some room. And I have the other side of this table, the other column here, with all kind of room that I can put whatever I want. And it's very maneuverable and easy to adjust in Dreamweaver here. You can put as many columns as you want. You can also put another row in there, which we might wind up doing, to put a little menu system. Okay, so just like I said, I'm going to add another row real quick right here. And it's going to be a menu system. So let's just go ahead and merge these two cells. Inside of one, you can put your cursor, drag, and make sure you highlight both of them. Go down here, merge. It says merge selected cells using spans. So now it's one big cell, and you can put a bunch of links in there. So you can put home, link 1, link 2, link 3, and so on and so forth. Make all of those links right now, but we won't assign them to go anywhere in particular. But let's just get them link and blue, or link active. And now if you go into the code, you'll see that you've made links out of each one of those little words, and they don't have a destination yet. There's nowhere they're navigating to. The pound sign just makes it navigate to the page it's already on. It's just a way to make a link holder until you assign what you want it to be. Actually, this one's going to be definitely the index.php page, or you can go to your full http.com for the home link. Okay, now we're going to make this header dynamic, and it'll be a region template that we can feed into each file of our website. Okay, so let's get the code for the whole div ID page header, which is this whole thing right here. So you can just grab the whole page header div, Control X. Now let's use one of these files we already have sitting open here. You could also use the index file itself. Just press Control Save. File, save as, template, header, save. In the new template header file you have now, put that code in. That's just the div ID page header. Everything inside that div. Go back to your index file, and where you took that div out, now you go to PHP. Add a PHP block, and now we just simply include. once, within parentheses, we'll put template header. This way, if you ever need to make changes to the information within the template header, you won't have to do it on your home page, category page, product list page, product page, cart page, blah blah blah, however many pages you have on your site. You just change those things in one template file. Now, you do the same thing here with the page footer. Include once template footer, which we don't have yet, but we're going to create that in just a second. Let's take this, Control X, go to template header, file, save as, name it template footer. Save, put the code for the footer in, that div ID page footer. You go back to index.php. Now you can see that you're dynamically rendering in your header now, and you're dynamically rendering your footer now. And it will be that same format for your category page, product list page, because all the page needs to be different is the content section. So let's look in design view, and you can see it looks exactly the same as it did before. The header's there, even though it's only a PHP block, which is the smarter way to program a website if you have PHP capabilities, I think. We'll continue on in part 2, where we get some products going and list them on the home page, and we build the MySQL that's going to hold all of our inventory. We'll put some products in, we'll get them to list dynamically, and we'll get the rest of these pages going.